It was the driver, Leonard Sapala, who chose to cross the entrance to Norton Bay instead of following the long shoreline around the bay. Because a hurricane was raging and the ice was breaking up and drifting out to sea, Sapala was warned not to try the shortcut across the bay. He thought of the long bay stretching up into the land with a shoreline requiring days to travel, while children were dying at Nome, children whose lives might be saved if only the precious serum could reach them in time. The brave man and his 20 dogs crossed the bay in that frightful storm, with Scotty and Togo in the lead. He admitted to the next driver, Charlie Olson, that he had a bad trip across the bay. At the village of Bluff, Charlie Olson found Gunnar Kassen waiting with his dog team, headed by Balto, the best lead dog in Alaska. So cold was it then, and the wind was blowing so hard, that the men feared the serum might freeze. They took it into a cabin to warm it. There, Gunnar Kassen waited, hoping the wind would go down. Instead, it blew faster, and the cold grew more intense. 2 hours passed. The wind blew faster than the men had ever known it to blow before, and the temperature had gone down to 28 below zero. Suddenly, Kassen decided that it was useless to wait any longer.